take a look at stories making headlines. Did CID concerned over rising electoral violence ahead of 2026 polls? KBF urges ECZ fairness after successful nomination. China says US should stop threats against Cuba after ex-leader charged.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
The details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. The Zambia Center for Interparty Dialogue has raised concern over rising tensions and reported acts of violence during electoral processes, including nomination filings ahead of the 2026 general elections. Tensions, violence, and protests have characterized the nomination filing in some parts of the country, with the United Party for National Development, UPND, protesting and restraining other candidates from filing in as independent candidates. ZCID Executive Director Doreen Njovu says that the recent confrontations involving political actors threaten to heighten political tensions, weaken public confidence in democratic processes, and jeopardize Zambia's record of peaceful elections. Ms. Njovu emphasized that conflict management within political parties and peaceful engagement are essential to maintaining stability as the country approaches the polls. She urged political parties, aspiring candidates, supporters, and other stakeholders to exercise restraint and civility, stressing that political competition should not result in violence, intimidation, or actions that undermine democratic values and national unity. Ms. Njovu also called on law enforcement agencies and relevant institutions to carry out their mandate professionally and impartially to ensure all citizens can participate freely in democratic processes without fear or hostility.
Political competition should never give rise to violence, intimidation, hostility, or any form of conduct that undermines democratic values, national unity, and social cohesion. Regardless of political affiliation, every citizen and aspiring candidate must be allowed to participate freely and peacefully in democratic processes without intimidation, violence, or hostility.
Development Progressive Party DPP President Antonio Mwanza has called on Zambians to take leadership selection seriously, warning that weak representation in parliament leads to weak governance. Mr. Mwanza said parliament should not be treated as popularity contest or a reward for political loyalty, but as a serious national institution responsible for making laws, allocating national resources, and holding the executive accountable. Mr. Mwanza notes that members of parliament must possess the ability to read, analyze, and debate bills, acts, and committee reports effectively. He questioned how leaders can scrutinize the national budget, debate laws, or defend citizens if they lack the capacity to understand policy matters. Mr. Mwanza further said the decline in the quality of parliamentary debate reflects the type of leaders being elected into office. He has since urged citizens to prioritize competency and capability when choosing leaders ahead of the August general elections.
The quality of some of the candidates that have been adopted to run as members of parliament from various political parties is very worrying. You know, as Zambians, we must not reduce the issue of election of members of parliament to just who is popular or who is loyal to a political party. Parliament is a very important institution in the governance of this country. It is parliament that makes laws. It is parliament that allocates national resources. It is parliament that holds the executive wing of government accountable. It is parliament that deals with all these issues. And the quality of the people that we send to parliament matter.
And still in our local news, Zambia Must Prosper ZMP presidential candidate Kelvin Walyafuga successfully filed his presidential nomination papers alongside his running mate Milna Joseph Katolo ahead of the August 13 general elections. Mr. Fuge was declared duly nominated by Electoral Commission of Zambia, returning officer Mangala Zulu Mesi in accordance with Article 100 of the Constitution of Zambia, Amendment Number 2 of 2016 and Regulation 11 of the Electoral Process General Regulations. He becomes the seventh presidential candidate to successfully file nominations. The nomination process continues until Friday, May 22, 2026. Other candidates expected to file nominations include Jackson Silabwe of the Golden Party, Reverend Dr. Given Katuta running as an independent candidate, Dr. Brian Mushimbo of the Organized People's Party, Akemu Njovu for the Democratic Union Party, and Willa Modolo.
We are glad that the nominations are done. We're also glad that the Electoral Commission of Zambia has been professional thus far in its execution of its duties. But let me remind all of us as a nation that even as we begin this process of campaigns and even as we engage going forward, we must remember that this nation is in mourning. We have not yet buried our sixth Republican president, Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu. That is a hallmark and a serious indictment on this nation.
Meanwhile, speaking to journalists shortly after his filing nomination, Mr. Fube reminded the nation that Zambia remains in mourning following the death of former President Edgar Lungu, whose burial arrangements remain unresolved due to the impasse between government and the family. Mr. Fube called for humility and peace and moral uprightness during the election period. He also condemned the violence that occurred during nominations involving former Minister Gary Nkombo and others, describing the incident as unacceptable and serious indictment on the UPND. Mr. Fube urged President Ali Ndayishimiye to ensure that UPND cadres do not intimidate political opponents during the electoral process. The Minister of Justice says that Zambia is fully prepared to conduct free and fair elections ahead of the August 13, 2026 general elections. Attorney General Molilo Kabesha assured a Southern African Development Community SADC Electoral Advisory Council delegation that the Electoral Commission of Zambia is ready to deliver credible polls. Mr. Kabesha said that the new Dawn administration has implemented legal, institutional, and governance reforms aimed at strengthening democracy and increasing public confidence in the electoral process. He adds that the Electoral Process Amendment Bill 2026 has enhanced transparency in voter registration, electoral offences, and the enforcement of electoral code of conduct. SADC Electoral Advisory Council delegation lead ambassador Joseph Andre Norris said that the team was in Zambia to assess the country's preparedness for the election and understand how the constitutional amendment could affect the electoral process. He also commended the Zambian government for allowing the delegation to freely conduct its assessment ahead of the polls.
And now, business news. Business news.
The National Union of Miners and Allied Workers, NUMAO, has urged the new mining companies to ensure they fulfill their employment targets. NUMAO President Sose Mujiga says that despite commitments made by some mining firms, a number of companies have failed to meet their recruitment targets. Mr. Semujiga says that there is need for more Zambians to be absorbed into the mining sector through increased employment opportunities. He has, however, acknowledged that a significant number of workers have already been employed in the industry, but says more still needs to be recruited.
So up to now, we haven't gotten any feedback in terms of what is happening, when it will be opened, if it will. So according to where we are sitting, it is still closed. So we just continue calling on government to look into the plight of that mining and the workers that were in there.
We take a break. We do have more news after that.
Advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
China has called on the U.S. to stop using coercion and threats against its ally Cuba after Washington indicted former leader Raul Castro on murder charges. An American court has accused a 94-year-old former president of the of conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals over the 1996 downing of the two planes, an incident which killed four people and showed diplomatic tensions between Washington and the Caribbean island. U.S. President Donald Trump has repeatedly sought to exert pressure on Cuba and has openly discussed toppling its communist regime. On Thursday, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Guo Jiaken said the U.S. should stop threatening force at every turn, and the Beijing firmly support Cuba. For more on this and other stories, here's the BBC.
The first case of Ebola has been confirmed.